This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. A math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Happy spring break. I guess you don't get the time
off.
No,
not really. No. But you don't have to teach classes.
That's right.
All right. Last week we were flipping coins, and you asked a question about results. Say you flip a coin.
Over and over and over
again.
One
coin over and over and over again. And as a bet, I have selected a three-in-a-row sequence that I want to see come up before a three-in-a-row sequence.
Actually, four-in-a-row sequence for me. You take heads, heads, heads.
Right.
And I'll take tails, heads, heads, heads.
And you said seven of eight times you're going to win.
Or at least I'm not going to lose.
Right.
You'll only beat me one in eight times. Oh, and actually the question was, what is the probability?
Yeah.
And it happens to be one in eight.
And I figured this out because if I have selected heads, heads, heads.
Right.
For that string to happen without a tail in front of it, it's got to happen right at the beginning.
That's right. Because if it happens later, there's going to be a tail in front of it.
Now,
right.
See, I think this is one of those sucker bets that someone in a few minutes after doing it is going to figure it out.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So the only way, the probability of starting out heads, heads, heads is exactly one-half times one-half times one-half,
so if
one
in
eight.
Yeah. So if you've taken heads, 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 you're banking that you won't flip a tail the first two times, and that's
right.
One and two. That so the odds are in your favor,
right?
Or against you if you okay.
So here's a funny little probability question.
Okay,
real quick one. Suppose your math professor comes into the room and he's got a bag full of red balls and blue balls, and he draws four out of the bag, and they're all blue, and he announces that there was a 50-50 chance exactly of that happening. The question is, how many balls were in the bag, and how many were red and how many blue? Or really, what's the minimum number of balls that could have been in the bag?
So that I like, because 50-50 chance that they'd all be blue.
Right.
I mean, the quick thing is, oh, well, four blue, four red. But no, that would be harder than one out of every
two. Yeah, that would be really a big mess, right.
Okay, so think about that.
And it's got an easy answer.
Yes, I bet it does.
Okay.
I think I'm onto it.
Okay.
So send us your answer at kuafinfo@uark.edu. You can listen to various math questions on a podcast.
Oh, that's right. At comp.uark.edu/Strauss, Strauss. There you can find the URL for the podcast.
And we'll answer this one next week.
Okay.
Thanks, Chaim. Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.